The Thai Senate has rejected a casino bill, citing social security issues. The Thai Senate, citing risks to social stability and economic national security, has rejected a draft bill that would allow for casino complexes. This decision aligns with Prime Minister Anuttan Charnvoricle's thought process, which is that while tourism is important, it shouldn't compromise factors such as social and safety. The findings and oppositions. A committee headed up by Senator Dr. Veerappan Suvanamai presented its findings through Deputy Senate President General Kriyankarai Srirak. The findings revealed long-term dangers, including those involving public trust or potentially money laundering. Finally, the committee concluded that any future legislation should be enacted through a national referendum. Committee Vice Chair Senator Sornchad Vichaya Sawanapram mentioned the idea of alternative solutions, such as entertainment complexes without casinos, but perhaps controlled access gaming zones or online gambling with regulations. Several senators opposed the bill, however. For example, Senator Chinachot Sangsang argued that the casinos were the main focus of the bill as opposed to an add-on. The debate over the economics. The proponents of this bill mentioned it as a post-COVID-19 pandemic economic boost. A Maybank Securities study projected annual revenue of over 187 billion Thai bahts, equivalent to approximately $5.14 billion USD. The bill also featured a proposed tax rate of 17%. However, opposing senators didn't see it that way, saying that the revenue would go between gamblers. At the same time, the government should bear the costs of infrastructure and regulation. The Thai parliament will dissolve within the next 4 months, and Senator Veerappan is urging any party that supports casino regulation to make its opinion known during the election cycle.